As the party wants taken down or running against Democrats in swing districts that could potentially go to either party this election cycle. The ads say the candidates back a health care plan that would mean free health care for illegal aliens and higher taxes. In both cases, they're trying to link the candidates to the Healthy Wisconsin Universal Health Care Plan that was introduced by Senate Democrats during last year's lengthy budget negotiations. But Democratic Party attorney Mike Mastelman says there's a problem with that. None of these candidates ever took a vote on the plan, partly because it never came up for a vote in the assembly.
We take offense to these ads. They're false, they're deceptive, and they're misleading. And we want to send a statement to the public that we're not going to allow these to go out there.
The candidates have gone so far as to sign affidavits saying they do not and have not supported a plan that would provide health care to residents of other states or illegal aliens. But one of the groups running the ad says the candidates have all spoken highly of Healthy Wisconsin in public interviews. R.J. Johnson is with the Coalition for American Families. He's not concerned about the letters the Democratic Party is sending to TV stations in Eau Claire and Green Bay.
It is an attempt to intimidate stations into believing that they might be liable for something that may or may not be true.
Johnson says the memos from the nonpartisan legislative fiscal and reference bureaus back the claim that Healthy Wisconsin would include illegal immigrants. Attorney Mastelman says the party has no plans to sue stations if they don't comply. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.